2 Chronicles, chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. And Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every prince in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. So Solomon, and all the assembly with him, went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tent of meeting of God, which Moses the slave of Yahweh had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God David had brought up from Kiriath Jearim to the place that David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the bronze altar, that Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, was there before the tabernacle of Yahweh, and Solomon and the assembly sought to it. And Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before Yahweh, which was at the tent of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. In that night God appeared to Solomon, and said to him, "Ask what I will give you." And Solomon said to God, "You have shown great loving kindness to David my father, and have made me king in his stead. Now, O Yahweh God, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this your people, that is so great?" And God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you haven't asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the soul of those who hate you, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted to you, and I will give you riches, and wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither will there any after you have the like." So Solomon went to the high place that was at Gibeon, then from the tent of meeting at Gibeon to Jerusalem, and he reigned over Israel, and Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, that he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland, for abundance. And the horses which Solomon had were brought out of Egypt and from Kew. The king's merchants acquired those from Kew for a price. And they fetched up and brought out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites, and the kings of Syria, they brought them out by their means.